All right, everybody, it's rock and roll time. I'm Dave Decay. It's a Rock and Surfer Show. It's a special summertime show. Can you dig it? All right, with this kind of weather, we got to do it. That's right, the madcap master of musical mayhem is going summertime, baby. So sit back and relax in pajamas or slacks in the shade where you got it made, and let's go with summer, baby. Uh-huh.
Some money. If you want to use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work. Told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car because you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. But there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take 2 weeks, gonna ever find vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime. Well, shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Look alive and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading geography and no more deltry. I'm free because it's summer. With a romance, oh man, this jive has me in a trance because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and pass some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. It's summertime.
It's summertime, 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 summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny
So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the
we've been having fun all summer long.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's the Rock and Surfer Show. I'm Dave the K, and we're doing a summer special, baby. I have Sappy to Psychedelic, and it's all a gas, 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 just like Jumpin' Jack Flash. You got to dig it, baby. We started that set with Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. That gets it rolling, Eddie. Of course, one of the kingpins of rockabilly, which we are fond of on this show since we play that kind of music regularly. We play rockabilly, surf, and the gray areas of R&B and country that becomes a cultural collision known as rock and roll, baby. Followed by Summertime, Summertime by the Jamies. And that was a big hit in 1958. I'm sure you all remember that one, and you have it on your jukebox at home. Reached number 26 in the U.S. on that year. And interesting about them is they're really a madrigal group. And as you might suspect, there were madrigal fives in there. And really what you hear is the harpsichord and a bass with them doing vocals. Pretty cool. And a lot of other people have covered that, and it's been in commercials, but that was the big hit from 1958. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Followed by Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. That's the classic by Brian Hyland. And that was a big hit, released in August 1960. And he was only 16 years old. Wowie. And reached number one on the Billboard Hot Charts, Hot 100 chart. Sold almost a million copies in the first 2 months of its release and over 2 million copies total that summer. Pretty good deal there. And Mr. Chubward Checkered, Chubby Checkered, that is. Chubward is, you know, as I call him when I call him on the phone, you know. I call him Chubward and he says, hey, Dave the K. And, you know, we talk all the time. Not really. Okay, let's twist again. Actually reached number two in the UK and number eight in the US. And, was a big hit, wow, in 1961. And in 1960, he'd released The Twist, re-released The Twist, which was it went back to number one again. And lo and behold, let's twist again like we did last summer. All right, well, this is this summer. Let's twist again like it was last summer, only it's a futuristic summer. So really, we're twisting again like it's last summer for next year. So are you with me on that one? All right. That's part of my UFO continuums, you know, space travel situation. And on that cheery note, let's rock and roll and get back to some summer sap and psychedelia. Oh, yeah.
Most wonderful summer. You want somebody to love, don't you? lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here. You'll wish that summer could always be here. You'll wish that summer could always be here.
All right, we are really grooving. I am playing Sappy to Psychedelic. I am Dave the K. It's a Rockin' Surfer Show, Summer Edition. And wowie, with the weather we're having, why not celebrate summer? It's that beautiful time where we can all get in on the sunshine, baby. Oh, yeah, the sunshine we love. We started that set with Wonderful Summer. It's credited to Robin Ward, but it was actually performed by Jackie Ward. Jackie Ward being part of the female vocal group version of the Wrecking Crew for background vocalists, named it after her little daughter, 3-year-old Robin. So she didn't take the hit as the artist, and she had fun giving her daughter a big hit record, and that's really funny. Wonderful Summer. Real sappy. Dig it, though. I Live for the Sun, that's by the Sun Rays, managed by Murray Wilson, Brian Wilson, and, of course, Dennis and Carl's dad, who, after he got fired by Brian as the Beach Boy manager, said, I can do this too, and had one hit with his group that he put together, the Sun Rays. Well, they actually had Andrea, which is like a hit, but that was a big one, In the Sun. Got to be technical here, you know, you're going to be quizzed on this after a while. Anyway, so there you go, and wow, I Live for the Sun, the Sun Rays. San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. Man, that is one of the themes of the Summer of Love in 1967, which was a huge musical turning point, Summer of Love, and really an accumulation of music that had happened in people's minds and articulating like 6 to 9 months to a year before, because when you create a song, it is created normally before you release it. Just you know, I hate to lay that on you. Okay, summertime. All right. So we then followed that with Somebody to Love, Jefferson Airplane. And man, they are one of the voices of Summer of Love. The three prolific musical entities that were really wowie for the Summer of Love were The Doors, Jefferson Airplane, and the Beatles with Sgt. Pepper's. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, the Beatles kind of got into wanting to do Sgt. Pepper's after one of my very good friends who recently passed, producer Kim Fowley, who brought you The Runaways, as well as many other artists. And he played them, John and Paul, the acetate with Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys in a hotel that Bruce had in London, and they blew their minds. They said, oh my gosh, a concept album. We better conceptualize conceiving a concept album, and henceforth to it thereof, there was a realization and articulation of that particular expression of mental conceptionizing. Conceptionizing. I like that. There you go. That's good. All right, just to be specific. Oh, and then we had the thrill of hearing those lazy, hazy, crazy days, hey, of summer. That peaked at number six in 1963, a big cornball hit for Nat King Cole. It just shows you when you blend, like, watering down your music with Lawrence Welk, you can have a hit. Ah, just kidding. He had a lot of hits. That was just... That's a cornball. Like I said, I'm doing Sappy to Psychedelic today. And hey, we might as well get back and groove on the move and get your subdutitude where it should be, subdivided by pie with cake. All right, let's go.
Oh, when the sun goes down and brings the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
summertime and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and brush the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Do what you feel, speed along the lane. You go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Take off your shoes, put down your hat, turn on the music and we'll get somewhere. Dance, dance, dance till your toes get tan. We're gonna have us a ball in the beach, slice and sand. Hug me a heap, sway me a lot. We got a lot of ocean if it gets too hot. Ooh, 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 baby, take my hand. We'll have some real rockin' fun in the sun. Slice and sand. Come, baby, come. Let's dig some holes. You'll find it's heaven with sand on your soul. Slice to the left, slice to the right, slice down the middle, baby, hold me tight. Ooh-wee-ooh, baby, hold my hand. We'll have some real rockin' fun in the sun. Slice and sand. We'll have some real rockin' fun in the sun. Slice and sand.
Sweetest girl I've seen.
Hey, out of sight, I'm Dave the K. It's a Rock and Surfer Show Summer Special. And to summarize it, we are doing a summer program here. Summarily speaking, as it were, if you will, so to speak, and I just did. Hey, it's rock and roll time. Ladies and gentlemen and the rest of you, you know who you are. And guess what? We are rocking and rolling, doing a summer gig here, Daddy-O. The weather is cooperating, and we're riding that vibe, the cosmic surf wave, baby. Getting sappy to psychedelic. Okay, we started that set with music, and that's always a snappy answer. Actually, we started with the Drifters doing Under the Boardwalk, and the Drifters are one of the first groups and record recording artists to have strings on their records, starting with There Goes My Baby. And if you ever hear that record and you hear the string arrangement, they're doing the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky, and that's a true story. And Ahmet Erdogan, the president of the label, after Lieber and Stoller put that on, flipped a lid and a beanie because he was going, what the heck? And they released it and went to number one. But this one we just heard was Under the Boardwalk, and they included strings on that one. And, you know, you can almost taste the hot dogs and French fries they sell. Okay. Love that. Then we heard In the Summertime, Mungo Jerry. Okay. Now, they're a weird trip because they're a trip that's weird. Ha! You know, what are you going to do, all right? That record has sold over 6 million copies worldwide, one of the biggest selling singles of anybody, which is amazing, and got to number three in the U.S. and in number one in most countries all over the world. And here's one for you. They blew minds when they first came to a music festival in England, which they're from, and they opened as this, like, you know, funky openers for Black Sabbath, Traffic, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and the first ever Grateful Dead performance in, you know, the United Kingdom, and Jose Feliciano, and blew them all away. Everybody liked them better, which, you know, hey, why not, you know? But it entered the UK charts at 13 and went to number one, and the leader of the band was so taken aback that when they were asked to be on Top of the Pops, he had to ask his day job guy if he could get off to do the show, which is pretty hip, huh? I can dig that. That's pretty good. That's a good predicament to be in. Like, hey, boss, you know, I got a big number one record. Do you think I could get off today, you know, off work, just to do that, you know, Top of the Pop show? All right. Then we heard the Big E EP, Elvis Presley, Elvis the Pelvis, doing Slice and Sand from Blue Hawaii. Blue Hawaii is when he became double grandma proof after coming off of G.I. Blues, the movie that he start in after coming out of the service, which was really smart by the colonel because he was a good American boy and he wasn't one of those rockabilly guys anymore. He was safe. Even grandmothers wouldn't mind him going out with your granddaughter, and that's a good boffo, as we say in Hollywood, which means box office tickets. Yeah, baby. Slice and Sand, the Big EP. Wow. Then we heard Pineapple Princess by Annette Funicello. A teen musketeer, Annette Funicello, performing for you on the show today. And Pineapple Princess is a classic example of how we have Wrecking Crew members on the track and vocal Wrecking Crew members on the background. So it's pretty cool that you see how Hollywood has a process. And in this case, it was Annette Funicello. Oh boy, then we heard Keep an Eye on Summer by the Beach Boys. And man, we're keeping an eye by getting it started. Aye, Captain. Let's get going with some more summertime boogie woogie groove, baby. Get your subdutitude on the summer groove. Here we go.
I'm waiting for the day. California. Way down in LA, California.
Not to mention Half Lake, Nova Scotia.
Doesn't mention it, please.
Or London, to visit Lebedev. Scream, you know.
Yes, I know.
Manchester?
Oh, Emily.
Alexandria?
Hey, Virginia.
Falls Church?
Where's that?
Oh yeah, summer means new love, and we are rocking and rolling. I'm Dave the K. It's a Rock and Surfer show, and it's a summer edition. I'm going to tell you something. We just heard In the Sun by Blondie, and man, that's what we got now going on, In the Sun. Then we followed that with the incredible, the unbelievable Kiyo Sakamoto with his big hit, Sukiyaki. Now, in Japanese, it was Ui Oi Monite. Aruko, if I'm anywhere close, but it means like my heart is breaking, my chick, you know, split the gig, and I'm terrified and, you know, all kinds of uptightness. But hey, some hip executive named Nessu Erdogan heard it, and it originally came out of England in Pi Records, which obviously was the same label that the Kinks had. Of course, you knew that, but it was released as an instrumental, and it worked. And so any hit that works is a hit. So they released it, and wanting to appeal to us English-speaking citizens, called it Sukiyaki, which has nothing to do with the song. But here's what had to do with something. It sold over 13 million copies worldwide, and it reached number one in the U.S. of A. in June of 1963, right a million years ago from today. So he was also the first Asian singer to have a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100. Pretty out of sight. I think it's pretty cool. It's haunting, it's scary, and it's unbelievable. Then we heard Dancing in the Streets by the Mamas and Papas. We're going out on hour one with the Beatles. Lovely Rita.
Shoulder